Hey, what's going on, fam? It's your man, Big B. Here to remind you that we and the crew are taking a little break. And we will be back with you at the beginning of the year with all the crazy control shenanigans that you've come to appreciate. But I couldn't stay away. I need you in my life. So I reached out and I asked some people to share with me just what the holidays mean to them. And I was happy that I got a few of our listeners to chime in. And so I thought I would share that with you, along with also sharing what the holidays mean to me. So, when I think of the holidays, first and foremost, I think of family. Family is everything. It's a time to be, first and foremost, with your family, if that's still available to you. It's a time to put away all petty arguments and things that held you back throughout the year and try to give a fresh, clean start. Also, it's a time to be with your loved ones. It's a time to be close, laugh, love, reflect, prepare your minds for what's to come in the new year. So, riding along, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh yeah, candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door. Seems I love you more. The little cards you give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh yeah, I feel like running wild as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair, pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight, and all these things and more, baby.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, baby, baby. Yeah.
Candles burning low, lots of ice and snow.
All right.
Christmas carols singing.
Hey, y'all. It's your boy, Rude Boy M. Try to wish each one and every one of y'all happy, happy, safe, well, for us in the Midwest, warm holiday. Stay safe to all my drivers out there. Drive safe, and everybody else, man. Hopefully, have a Merry Christmas and get to see your loved ones. You know, cherish that moment. You only get it once. And as for me, it's probably one of the bad, you know, holidays that I had so far. I broke my knee November 2nd. Had surgery November 4th. So, you know, the Rude Boys being home alone, just chilling, trying to recover. But other than that, I'm recovering pretty well, and wish everybody else who sick or ill or not feeling well quick recovery, and happy holidays, y'all. Alrighty. Hopefully 2014 will be left behind, and merry 2015. Alright, podcast family, y'all stay easy. Peace.
Just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. If you don't celebrate anything, I can just say to you, Happy New Year. Want you to be safe, happy, healthy. Let's just get really excited for 2015. I feel like there's some really great things coming down the pike for me personally and for the In Deep Show. And I hope that 2015 brings you all the happiness and all the joy and just the peace that your heart can hold. As you can tell, I'm super excited to look forward to 2015. I just feel that way. I feel like 2015, yes, you know. Now I'm thinking, like, did I feel that way at 2014? I can't remember. Like, you know how, like, the end of the year you get sights and you're like, yes. Like, I don't do resolutions anymore because I was not following those. So I decided not to do them anymore. And I think I got a lot more done, you know. So I kind of just, you know, just kind of just going along and just doing it as I go, you know. But I do really feel like 2015 is going to be a good year for, you know, for me. And although I'm not really like, I love Christmas just because of everybody's in the spirit of giving and everybody's in a great mood. But my favorite, if I had to pick a favorite holiday, it would be Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's food, it's drinking, and just everybody being merry. And then, you know, you get to watch games, and just everybody just seems to be happy, you know. And that's not to take away from, you know, from baby Jesus, not to take away from him. But that's just what I feel for me. You know, and since my sister and my dad aren't here, I don't get to celebrate Christmas with them. Shout out to the West Side. Don't get to spend Christmas with them, but that's okay. They know I'm there in spirit, and I'm glad that they get to spend Christmas together. So, but I will be with my mom, who is my heart and my world. So, and of course, little crazy Maxie, who's been driving me crazy, but I still love that dog too. If anybody's listening that has an animal, you know, like they drive you crazy, but you still love them anyway. I guess, well, no, I don't want to say kind of like a kid, but almost kind of like, she's kind of like a kid, but I love her anyway. So whatever you guys decide to do this holiday season, have fun, be safe. If you're going to party, party hard. And just have a wonderful time and just kiss and hug and love on those people that are in your family, because, you know, hey, tomorrow's not promised, and you just want to make sure you tell people that you care and that you love them. So I want to say to you guys, Happy New Year. Ah, wish I had a glass of champagne. I would toast you right now, but it's kind of, well, it's never too early for champagne, but I don't have one right now. But just know that I'm holding up a glass and I am wishing you good cheer, shin shin, salud, all of those things. And let's all look forward to 2015 doing some wonderful and fabulous things. Take care, Deepsters. Take care, folks that listen to Recap the Recap. And just to everybody, take care, and wishing you peace and blessings. Bye.
Thank you, Queen.
Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile, laughter, smile.
Happy holidays from Kevin from Kevin Hates Hip Hop. I want to give a big shout out, you know what I mean, Aneen and Big B over there. You know what I'm saying? In Deep Show, you know what I'm saying? Happy holidays to, you know, everybody that I just, you know, I think if anything, people need to be more charitable this season. Don't be so worried about getting that PlayStation 4 or getting those brand new Louboutin shoes, you know. Take some of those non-perishables out of your pantry and give them, you know, give them to people that really deserve them. You know, all that food you're going to eat on Christmas, some of it's going to go to waste. Package it up and give it to homeless people you see on the street. It's the right thing to do. But happy holidays from Kevin at Kevin Hates Hip Hop. All right? Peace.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. We'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hand. One happy morning, people will share a world where people care. Oh, someday at Christmas, there'll be no tears. When all men are equal and no man has fears. One shiny moment.
What's going on? It's your man Big B back with you. Hope you're enjoying these Christmas switches so far. For me, one of my fondest Christmas memories, I would have to say, was my first Christmas tree that I can remember. My first Christmas tree was, it was an artificial tree, and I've always had artificial trees in my life. But this tree was special for me. This tree had a bass that spun around and played music, played short pieces of various Christmas carols. And I can just remember always being so eager to help my family decorate the tree. And I would always end up, because I was, back then, I was small enough to get under the tree myself, and I would always end up falling asleep under the tree while my parents decorated it, and my brother. And it was, for me, from what I can remember, it was just a mixture of the smells in the house, of my mom preparing food for the next day, and it was also a mixture because the tree was right next to the fireplace. And so the fire was always going, and that was a memory in itself, watching my dad prepare, you know, get the fireplace lit. I remember my dad, he would just always, he would get so frustrated sometimes lighting that fireplace. And he would put so much stuff in it that even as a kid, I used to always think, this is not good. You can't put this much stuff in the fire. But I don't know, I guess it's sort of like that Eddie Murphy skit about the barbecue grill. He just put so much lighter fluid and crap on it and boom. But thank God that never happened to us. But that Christmas tree was always so special to me. It's one of my fondest memories, y'all.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
The Yuletide gay.
From now on. Miles away. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us.
Have yourself a merry, One of my favorite memories of the Christmas holiday would be shopping all year long, whether it was at thrift stores or specialty shops, finding all kind of knickknacks so that when it came time to go out and buy our Christmas tree, my mother and my younger brother and my baby sister, we would trim the tree and take the trimmings and make our own door wreath. So all of those knickknacks and hollies and things that we would find throughout the year, we would put on that wreath and customize and make our own door wreath. So along with listening and dancing along to Michael Jackson's Christmas album and the Temptations Christmas album, and then later on in recent years, Mariah Carey's Christmas album, and just decorating our tree, baking cookies, getting ready for Santa, it was all pretty memorable, and I would love to carry that tradition on for my children.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, there's fun for all, the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, there's carols olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, there's beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Thank you.
Hello, Indeep Show crew. This is Rochelle, a.k.a. Lady Roe, and I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the Indeep Show crew, Queen, the one that holds everything all together, Drew Baby, my favorite thug princess, my man, Big B, 15WA for Christmas. I promise not to spank that ass too bad in Words with Friends. And to Doc, the man with all the great sauces. I'd also like to say Happy Ramadan, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Diwali, and happy whatever to whatever culture you celebrate during this time of year, to all the deepsters and everyone else that's listening. Peace.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite. Bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorites. I just simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. The girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Tell me the snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorites. The bees
I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
It's Martha Doc Wiley. This is what Christmas means to me. You know, at this point in my life, man, it's not really about me getting any gift. It's about the children. It's about the kids, if you ask me. You know, when they come downstairs in the basement and look under the tree and see all the gifts and get all excited and everything, you know, they start to open up because, oh, what is it I wanted? Oh, crap, you know, come over and give you a hug and everything. That's a gift within itself. And, you know, the fact that you're able, we have jobs and, you know, we have our life, health, and strength in order to, you know. And, and another thing, I just want to say for all our family and friends that are deceased, or you know, for some reason that can't celebrate Christmas with us, you know, we send our prayers to them, and you know, we wish them the best. And for our friends that are here with us, y'all, yeah, I tell them y'all love them, you know what I'm saying? Your family and friends tell them you love them, and that's another gift. See, you ain't don't have to spend money all the time. See how I'm finding all these ways not to spend money? Because I ain't got none. But it's a beautiful thing, though, man. On a serious tip, I love y'all. This is what Christmas means to me. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Peace out.
To think about love. what the holiday means to me is about family. So with that being said, I wish that my family and very close friends, all their dreams come true for the new year. And God bless them all, because I love them all.
Oh, holy night, yeah. It's your man Longfingers, and on behalf of the entire TrueSchoolRadio.net crew, we want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season. And remember, you can catch us at TrueSchoolRadio.net for the best in classic hip-hop, soul, reggae, R&B. Again, that's TrueSchoolRadio.net. One.
This is
Dino Red and the Shiznit Show.
And I'm just here to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. My man Big B asked me to tell a little bit about what the holidays mean to me. And I tried to come up with something cute and something slick and something original. But all I could come up with is the corny truth. And I know it sounds trite and played and cliche, but for me, it really is all about the family. That is really what the holidays are about. And now that I have a little one, she's 6 years old, and she gets so excited this time of year, just seeing the light in her eyes when she wakes up in the morning, opening presents and excited as she gets dressed to go see family and spend the day with all of our loved ones. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about for me. So with that said, I like to extend a happy holiday season greetings to my podcast family. I do mean that word, family. Most of the people most of the people that I'm tight with in the BPU, I've never met in person. There's a couple exceptions that I, you know, but I really feel connected with these people. Some of them I've never met. Some of the ones that I feel closest to, I've never met. And I do feel like you're family to me. You know, I share things with you that I don't share with people I see every day, and I look to you for guidance and camaraderie, and I have a lot of love in my heart for a lot of people in the BPU. So with that said, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all my podcast fans out there.
Anything to see.
Spirits bright by wearing my name, trying to stop this fight. Oh, but I'd give anything to see you and the family and that little Christmas tree.
Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, everybody. This is Lavinia at She Be Showing Up on Twitter and host of Just Thinking Out Loud podcast and She Be Showing Up Straight, No Chaser, and wishing all of you a wonderfully blessed holiday season and a prosperous, productive new year. And I hope you get that pitball game you always wanted for the Atari 2600 and never got. You know you wanted that game. You asked Santa for it. You said, I want the pitfall because Bobby next door got it. And he'll never let me play it when I come over. He always want to play Space Invaders. But anyway, I'm not talking about anything I know personally. I'm just saying for you, whatever it is that you want, may all your hopes and dreams and wishes come true, not just on Christmas, but throughout the coming new year.
Sky,
little lamb.
Mele Kalikimaka. Merry Christmas from the 50th state. I'm gonna get to know. This is Chaz Samuel, aka Hawaii Brother, aka Charles the Spy, wishing you the In Deep crew, recap to recap, how much fun it's gonna be, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Aloha and mahalo.
Cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. What's up, y'all? It's your boy 12 Kyle, host of the 12 Radio Show and the host of Dead End Sports. And I'd like to take a second to wish each and every one of you a very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa. Happy 2015. I hope that 2015 is very safe and prosperous for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. For me, the holiday season means good times, good music, and just a chance to reflect, on the year that was. I don't know about you, but as for me, 2014 went pretty fast, so that just lets me know that I'm getting old. Also, the holiday season represents a time to spend with family, and there's nothing better than spending time with family. Now, PSA, make sure you're not that relative that makes your family happy twice. Happy to see them come, happy to see them leave. That's going to do it for me. Once again, wishing each and every one of you a very happy and safe 2015. Peace.
Thank you, my man. This is pretty much going to wrap up our holiday show for 2015. Man, just knowing that I'm not going to have a crew this week, it's kind of a somber feeling. Definitely not what the holidays are all about. But you know what? I know I have you all. And I know I have you all nearby and send me messages and still send me some hate mail. That's okay. When you send me hate mail, you let me know you're out there and you're listening. Thank you. But look, we're going to bring the show to a close, man. We'd like to just thank again all of our listeners. Thank all the podcasts. I'm not going to get into the names. A lot of them introduce themselves to you today. A lot of the voices you know, remember, and love just as much as I do, if not more. So, again, it's your man, Big B. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Okay, I ain't even going to do that. Happy holidays, y'all.
"'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, what I see. watching the gleaming tree. If I had one wish in this world, it would be that all men would be free. Let's all hold hands. Let's celebrate
Mother and
the Savior. Let's give thanks
Temptations.